If bullying is in session and you having any questions, leave a message, leave a message, leave a message, leave a message. If bullying is in session and you having any questions, leave a message, leave a message, leave a message. Yeah, yeah. What's up, everybody? You're now tuned in to Leave a Message with Roshan Lindsay. And today we're going to talk about something that I had to discover as I was talking with my baby girl walking down the street yesterday. And we were just talking about a student that was her classmate that was a bully. They didn't bully my daughter, but what they was doing, they was constantly just aggravating, you know, other students. They would constantly put their finger on a child's face, you know, make messes at the lunch table. You know, she said that this particular student always gets under the desk and just disrupts the class. And I was talking with her about this particular student. And, you know, my child hasn't been back to school since the pandemic. And, you know, there's a time that's coming up now that they're coming back and they're going back. And I was thinking about, you know, certain things going on in my head with topics and stuff like that. And I will always have these good dialogues with my baby girl about bullying and about other kids and just see how she interacts and engages in certain situations, whether they're, you know, good or bad. And the topic came to me a day later, which is the day this morning. And I wanted to talk with her about it. And we had a good conversation. So I'm not going to hold out any more information with you guys. I'm going to tell you what we were talking about, and it wasn't not judging, but it was more of, hey, what if this child, we're going to call him Chucky, what if Chucky comes back this year different? Since the pandemic, a lot of time has gone by, a lot of people have changed, a lot of situations have changed, a lot of people are experiencing different things, you know, during the pandemic, during virtual learning. And now that it's time for you guys to come back to school, what if Chucky changed? What if Chucky learned not to make a mess in the cafeteria? What if Chucky learned, you know, it's disruptive to be under the table in class, you know, yelling and screaming? It's not appropriate to violate people's space. You should respect people's space and privacy. And what if Chucky's changed? What if Chucky started to learn some things during the pandemic? And that's what we want to talk about today on Leave a Message that I talked about with my daughter. And she was like, Daddy, that is so possible. And, you know, I hope he's changing. It's good if he did change. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about people who may have had a bad attitude, people who may have been, you know, a bully at one point, you know, or mean, sarcastic, disrespectful, you know, always picking on someone. And some people actually do grow out of it. This is a great thing. Some people actually do grow out of bullying people, you know, and this comes to a place in this topic on Leave a Message where we're talking about giving bullies another chance, not even giving bullies another chance. Let's rephrase that. Giving a person who behaves in a bullying manner another chance, because we don't want to label them. We want to give everybody the opportunity to show growth, just like we want people to give us an opportunity to show growth. So we're talking about giving a person who bullies or have bullying behavior another chance. All right. Sometimes people say you can't judge a book by its cover. And some people say, you know, first impressions is always the last impression, is what you remember of a person. But I want to challenge some of those, you know, phrases that we use, because I was once a person who struggled so much in my life, you know, with drugs. And in those struggles, a lot of people thought I would never, ever, ever get off of drugs, or I would never stop, or I would never quit, you know, because I was a heavy addict, you know. I wasn't doing certain things like just on the weekend. I was doing it every day, Every day I was doing drugs. Every day I was drinking. Every day I was into something. And I was doing it at a high volume. At a high volume. So it just gave me that aura with other people. When they see me, they always going to see me with, you know, a blunt behind my ear or a 40 in my hand. Or they always see me at the ABC store. They always see me with a black bag. Or they always see me copping this. Or they always see me buying that. They see me doing this and they see me doing that. And it got to a point where that was just me. That was me to them, you know. Or I'm always at these certain parties. I'm always at this bar. I'm always at this club. I'm always talking with this person, or always talking with that person, making friends in the clubs, making friends with the bouncers. Like, all that became my aura, you know. And saying that, you know, when it got to a place where I had started to transition out of that aura, or out of that element or that vibe, a lot of people, even till this day, believe that I haven't quit, or believe that I'm still doing what I'm doing, you know, because of the time frame of my poor choices or my bad behavior. And then there's a lot in this new season that are super duper happy for me. They congratulate me. They pray for me. You know, they big me up. They always, you know, encourage me to keep going, keep pressing. They love the sober me. They love the recovering me, you know. And in saying that, it brings me to a place back again to a Chucky and back to the principles and points that I would love to make here on Leave a Message to encourage everyone. Don't judge people. Don't throw people out and think they're never going to change. Pray for people. And when you see people that you haven't seen in a while, or you see someone on a new day, it don't even have to be a long time, give them the benefit of the doubt. Give people a chance to show you that they're changing, not to prove to you anything, because they don't never have to prove anything to anyone, but they do have to prove something to themselves and God. But at the same time, it's not so much the word prove. I don't like the word prove, because you can fail with the word prove. But what you can do is strive to change. You can strive for a better behavior. You can strive to stay clean. You can strive to pursue happiness in a way that won't tear you down. You can strive to be a better person in communicating with people. You can strive to be a better person in being kind to people and being loving towards people. And when you're striving towards those things, others will recognize it. You don't have to demand it from them. You don't have to force them, grab them by the head, twist their arm, and say, hey, look at me, I'm changed. You just do it naturally and organically and genuinely, and it will start to make some adjustments in some, not in all, in some. Some people gonna put you in a category to the day they die, and that's all right. That's for them. But as for you, you keep pressing and striving towards your happiness, and the benefits of those who are watching can say, he or she is a changed person. Chucky is a different person. This is very good, because I just want to encourage you guys to give people a chance. You know, don't judge people. Don't assume that people gonna always be the same. You never know what situations in someone's life that may change their life for the better. This is Roshan Lindsay. You were tuned in to Leave a Message. We thank you guys for tuning in. Please give us a call at 757-447-4238. And if you have any questions, praise reports, testimonies about bullying, please, please leave us a voicemail. We can't wait to hear it. Can't wait to air it out on the show. Break it down and let it be a blessing to not only our adults, but our youth as well. That's what Leave a Message is about. Us sharing our stories, sharing our testimonies, sharing our problems, sharing our topics, that the next generation may get something from it and move towards a positive direction in their life. Not just for themselves, but with others. And if you don't have an anti-bullying match card game, please get one at antibullyingmatchcardgame.com. They are only $19.99. We also have some great comic books that I illustrated that deals with bullying, the four types of bullying: cyberbullying, physical bullying, verbal bullying, social bullying. And please, please, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. We are moving up in the rankings and we want to continue to move up, so that way we can expand our territory and letting people know that kindness is the way and bullying is not cool. Once again, Roshan Lindsay, anti-bullying coach. Thank you so much for tuning in. Talk to you later. Peace out.